This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Swatalski. The Marjorie Stoneman Douglas Statewide Public Safety Commission wrapped up its two-day meeting in Orlando Wednesday afternoon. That's the panel that's been making school safety recommendations to the legislature following the February 2018 Parkland shooting. Mental health was one of the things discussed. In its first report, the commission mostly held back on addressing mental health. Not this time.
We're not in a good situation in the state in this area. And I'd venture to say we're in a bad situation.
Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Waltieri is the commission's chair. He said for the panel's second report, the findings they've studied show that people with acute mental health needs aren't getting help. Baker acting is on the rise in Florida. That's when a person is forced to undergo evaluation for mental health issues. But these evaluations are not leading to treatment, the commission says.
They need help. They need somebody to guide them. They need somebody to navigate them. They need somebody to hold their hand through the process. And we simply don't have that.
In its new report, the commission wants the legislature to allocate more funding for mental health services, though it did not specify by how much. Commissioners also want agencies that are Baker Act providers to develop a system that identifies people who are repeatedly Baker Acted and then make a course of action for them. The commission has one more conference call left this year, and then it'll get its report to Governor Ron DeSantis by November 1st. I'm Katie Swatalski in Hollywood.